Imagine waking up to discover that everything you've experienced, your successes, failures, relationships, and circumstances, is simply a reflection of your thoughts and expectations. This isn't some fantastical notion, but the foundation of reality transurfing, a revolutionary philosophy introduced by quantum physicist Vadim Zeland. Unlike conventional self-help approaches that insist on changing yourself through discipline and positive thinking, transurfing offers something radically different, a comprehensive model that gives you the ability to choose your destiny without fighting against the world. At its core, transurfing views reality as a mirror, reflecting back precisely what we project through our thoughts, attitudes, and energy. This isn't just metaphorical, it's a practical framework explaining why some people seem perpetually lucky while others remain trapped in cycles of misfortune despite their best efforts. The most liberating aspect? You don't create your reality through struggle or force, you select it from what already exists in the infinite alternative space. Whatever you truly desire already exists somewhere in this space. Your task isn't to create it from nothing, but to align your energy with that reality so it materializes in your experience. Have you noticed how problems seem to multiply once they begin? This isn't coincidence, but the work of pendulums, energy information structures formed when groups think similarly. These pendulums function as autonomous entities feeding on human energy. Political movements, religions, corporations, fashion trends, and family dynamics all capture your energy and divert you from your authentic path. They extract energy through emotional puppet strings like fear, guilt, anxiety, pride, and ambition. When you react emotionally to headlines or follow social conventions out of obligation, you're feeding them. The media represents one of the most powerful pendulum mechanisms, broadcasting content that attunes people to specific thought frequencies. This explains why focusing on problems often makes them worse. Your worry radiates energy at those frequencies, shifting to lifelines where these problems dominate. The solution isn't fighting pendulums, but ignoring them. When confronted with manipulation or distressing news, acknowledge it without judgment, then walk away. Like a bully deprived of reaction, the pendulum eventually loses interest. Have you noticed how things we want most intensely often slip further away? This occurs due to excess potential, energy imbalances created when we attribute too much importance to outcomes. When you desperately desire something, you create an energetic disturbance that nature must neutralize, activating balanced forces that work against your intention. Even positive states like intense desire or perfectionism generate excess potential that sabotages progress. Money relationships demonstrate this principle clearly. Those who obsess over wealth manifest their fears through financial problems, while those with a healthy relationship with money find it flows more easily. The solution isn't suppressing emotions, but reducing the importance you attribute to situations. Maximum efficiency comes when you shift from fixating on the end goal to enjoying the process, allowing balanced forces to work in your favor. Have you noticed how elderly people often reminisce about the good old days, feeling that life's vibrancy has faded? According to transurfing, this happens because people gradually shift to increasingly negative lifelines through their own discontent. This induced transition occurs when focusing on negative information deteriorates your life experience. Each person creates their own reality layer, and complaints, dissatisfaction, and negative expectations transfer you to unfavorable lifelines where your worst fears materialize. The human psyche reacts more strongly to negative stimuli, a survival mechanism that pendulums exploit through mass media. Those who constantly consume disaster news eventually experience disasters themselves. When someone fills their life with tabloid tragedies, they begin radiating energy at frequencies matching these events, transitioning from observer to participant and increasing their likelihood of becoming a victim. The defense is awareness, recognizing when you've been caught in a pendulum's game. The solution isn't actively avoiding negative information, which creates resistance, but intentionally ignoring it by expressing no interest and redirecting your attention elsewhere. Transurfing encourages becoming the helmsman, moving with life's flow while making gentle course corrections. Nature follows the path of least resistance, while our minds often seek unnecessarily complex solutions. Life provides subtle guiding signs when we're approaching significant shifts to different lifelines, attracting our attention with feelings of change. When making decisions, trust your soul's quiet guidance over your mind's loud reasoning. If you must convince yourself to say yes, your soul is actually saying no. When your soul truly agrees, no self-persuasion is needed. The alternatives flow relieves the mind from rational problem-solving by shifting from control to observation. Problems often resolve themselves, and unexpected deviations frequently bring surprising benefits. Intention manifests desires through decisive action, not just thoughts. While desire creates excess potential by focusing on goals, intention concentrates on the achievement process and releases energy through action. Transurfing distinguishes between inner and outer intention. Inner intention declares, "I insist," and pressures the world, while outer intention operates from, "Circumstances are such that," choosing rather than changing reality. The fundamental difference is extracting from life versus receiving freely. Our perception works like a projector. Objective reality passes through our worldview to create our perception. Negative slides form unconsciously when we focus on unwanted aspects, but we can create positive slides by shifting attention to desired qualities. When your goal exists on distant lifelines, you need transfer chains, consecutive stages that build upon each other, like navigating a river bend by bend. Each link represents a distinct development phase. Each person possesses a unique energetic essence with a lifeline matching their soul frequency. On this true path, obstacles diminish and circumstances align favorably, like using the right key for a lock. When influenced by pendulums, people pursue others' goals, crowding foreign doorways while their souls watch helplessly. The great delusion is believing happiness comes from overcoming obstacles on the wrong path. No happiness awaits at the end of someone else's lifeline. It's merely a pendulum-created mirage. Happiness either exists in your current lifeline or not at all. To transform life from a subconscious dream into one you consciously control, understand, there is you and there is the mirror. While focused on the reflection, you remain trapped where events unfold independently. To escape, shift attention from the reflection to the image. Once aware you stand before a mirror, you gain the ability to shape reality according to your mental images. Your birthright is to be the maker of your own reality. The chosen ones chose themselves. Assert your right, "I have chosen myself." When you deliver your own verdict, you can remain true to your credo. Claim your right by declaring, "I am capable and worthy because I have decided it is so. I do not want or hope, I intend." In that moment, the universe reveals infinite possibilities awaiting your choice.